judge the poor old lady's eyes. Just for fun he says, get a job. That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Ah, but don't you believe them. Said, hey little boy, you can't go where the others go. But you don't look like they do. Said, hey old man, how can you stand to think that way?
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are going to chat it up today about the Thrive Initiative that is going on in Hastings and the surrounding community. And we want to welcome to KDWA Kerry Gore with the Hastings Community Education Group, Derek Jagger with Hastings YMCA, and Lee Stoffel with the City of Hastings. Great to see all of you.
Thanks, Mo. Thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks for coming in. So first of all, I know this is a two-part interview, and we did talk about where the Thrive Initiative has come from. And now this time I would really like to learn more about a presentation that was recently done on changing demographics in Dakota County, and specifically in Hastings. And I know there was a recent presentation and lots of fascinating things came out of that, didn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there was four main areas that the presentation covered. So the demographic trends per se. So she went on to explain Dakota County's population and how it continues to grow, but it has been much more slow than during the last 15 years.
And the person that gave this presentation is Jane Vanderpool, and she is with Dakota County.
Correct. Another topic area she covered was diversity is increasing, especially in children, and so we can talk a little bit about what our schools are looking like. The proportion of seniors to children is decreasing, so that's going to be a very interesting dynamic that we haven't really seen before.
Let's say it again. The proportion of seniors
is increasing quickly as compared to the proportion of children. And then lastly, she talked about that there are still gaps between people of color and whites in education, income, and home ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And so this presentation in its entirety is posted on the city's website. And so you can see all the graphs and all the data on there as well. But we'll just kind of touch briefly on these four areas.
Sounds great. So Dakota County, I know, is the third biggest county population-wise in Minnesota behind Hennepin and Ramsey. And so what are some of the other statistics with that, please?
Well, Hastings is actually one of the slower growing towns. It's the second from the bottom, just growing a little bit faster than Randolph.
And why is that?
That's a good question.
Did any of that come up in this conversation about, do we not have enough land for new houses? Do we not have enough affordable housing? Do we not have enough apartment buildings? What is the reasoning?
It didn't really come up in that depth, more than reporting what they found. But there were some interesting pieces in some of the housing, especially as it comes to where the affordable housing pieces. Maybe in connection with the county, but not. We didn't really get into that so much. I think one of the things that it does really show in there is going back to what Kerry was talking about is this: that proportion of seniors is growing, and the children are decreasing, in proportionately. So that's something that we definitely are seeing in Hastings more than in some of the other communities.
Well, I think the other thing too is when you look at the cities that we're being compared of, this is all of Dakota County, which is a pretty large county.
No,
and you're
kidding.
Comparing us to some really large cities: Apple Valley, Burnsville, Eagan, and Lakeville. Those are all cities that have just had huge. Well, actually, Lakeville has had the biggest growth, but their population sizes are much larger than Hastings. So, I mean, you have to keep that a little bit in perspective, too, mm-hmm. as far as location-wise, where are they in relation to jobs and industry and things like that. But then we're more on par with Farmington, Hastings, Mendota Heights, Rosemount, South St. Paul, and West St. Paul, as far as population sizes.
So that was fascinating. Let's talk about the diverse piece. People of color are now more than 20% of the population of Dakota County. Let's break that down, please.
This one is pretty fascinating. I mean, it's not a lot of diversity in either area. There's a lot less in Hastings than there is in the rest of Dakota County is what it comes down to.
So there are people of color in 20% of all of Dakota County, but in Hastings, it's closer to 8%.
That's exactly right. So I think that, you know, we do have a lot less, but I think the point when you dig into it is that our levels of diversity are increasing, and they're increasing quite rapidly. So even though it's a really low percentage right now, when you look especially at the numbers and the growth in when you're comparing elementary to middle school to high school, that's what I found most fascinating, where you see that growth happening a lot more quickly. And I think those were numbers that we had gotten from Mark Zuzic in the past.
Right.
It was really interesting. Basically, what he was showing is that when you look at our elementary schools, the percent of non-white is a lot higher than that average that you said of 8%. Mm-hmm. So when you look at Pinecrest, Kennedy, and McAuliffe, those are getting toward 15 and 17%. And then, but then you bump up to the middle school, it's 13%, and the high school is 11%. So what that means is, as you're looking at the new youth in Hastings, our diversity levels are increasing. So now fast forward 10 years from now, that's going to be showing what our population is starting to look like. I think I remember right. The other really interesting fact that Mark had brought to our attention is the other number is when you look at people who are moving to Hastings who aren't from Hastings, that percentage of diverse population is much higher. I think it was like
26%.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So that's a lot higher. So the people who are moving here also, we have more of a diverse group that is moving to Hastings.
So when you look at Hastings growth, that means that the growth is going to be more diverse if you look at what's trending right now currently.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to find a way to make everyone thrive in Hastings as it continues to change, not only as a county, but also as the city itself. So let's dig into some of this a little bit more. You kind of touched on the students moving to Hastings and the population shifts. What about poverty? What do we know about the poverty rate in Hastings?
So this one I think is a little tricky. I think you have to follow pretty close here, but I'm looking at the one about median household income. So median is different than average. Median is like the exact middle. So that half of the people are higher than that and half of the people are lower than that. It's not adding up everybody's incomes. I think it's important to point that out because you can interpret the data differently if you do average instead of median. So this is median household income. So the median income in Dakota County, the most recent number is 87,000 median
yep.
household income.
Okay.
But in Hastings, that number is quite a bit lower. 71,000 is our median income. And I think where it gets really interesting is when you talk about the cost of living for a family of four.
Yeah, it was right at 71,000, which is the median, and that's for a family of four, so that was right at the median for income for Hastings, which was really interesting. I think it's a big takeaway for a lot of people.
That is, that cost of living for Hastings is 71,000, or is that Dakota County?
But that's some statistics that they pulled for an average family of four. That takes into everything from rent to bills to school supplies to, you know,
what it actually takes. Pretty simplified. It was your house, the cost of your housing, schooling, food, and like basic necessities and utilities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Insurance. Just like, it was like the basics. It's not any frills. And that's the amount. So 71,000, and that's our median. That means half of the people aren't making that much. It was an eye-opening statistic.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
So let's talk about post-recession poverty that still is high. A lot of people think, oh gosh, things are getting better, the economy is getting better, but it's not for everybody, is it?
That's right. One of the statements that was made was that even though there's record low rates, it's not necessarily encouraging for people of color. So if you take a look at one of the graphs in the presentation, it shows that the city of Hastings has an 8.2% poverty rate here.
So we're certainly higher. Dakota County is higher than Anoka County, than Carver County, than Scott County, and then Washington County. We're right behind Hennepin and Ramsey, which is interesting. And then let's talk about poverty rises in Dakota County cities. So the percentage of people living in poverty within the last 12 months, Hastings is actually fourth highest.
Yeah, we're just behind South St. Paul, West St. Paul, and Burnsville.
And that had to have been kind of surprising.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, you would assume that we'd be on the lower end with our population. But yeah, so that was really eye-opening.
And those are all good things, I think, for people to realize, to better understand the city as a whole. I think sometimes we go home, we open our garage door, and then we drive our car and we shut it. And that the way we look around our neighborhood. I mean, and I think these are really good statistics to see why Hastings Family Service is so busy.
Yeah.
Why there's so many people that are in need and so many people that want to come to Hastings for good reasons, but it's tough. So let's talk about some of the other highlights. Let's talk about home ownership, because I think that's always something that's interesting. Home ownership versus renters. So back in 2008, there were 79% of the folks in Hastings owned a house. So you would think, oh gosh, that would number would continue. But it looks like as of 2017, only 73%.
So that's actually the numbers for Dakota County. So that's a trend that they had seen.
And we're right about average, aren't we? So 72% of the people in Hastings own a home.
Correct.
You know, one of the things that I thought was interesting is that she stated that the housing market long ago returned to pre-recession status, with housing costs increasing quickly due partially to a lack of housing for sale. And the same is true for tight rental markets. Lack of supply drives up rent costs too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think we've all kind of watched the housing market for the last couple of years, and it's just been pretty dynamic. And I think the rental too. And it's hard to find affordable renting in Minnesota, in Dakota County, and in Hastings.
And then again, lack of public transportation. If you live in Hastings, but perhaps you're seeking work someplace else that will pay a livable wage, how do you get there if you don't have your own vehicle? So let's look also at educational attainment, because I think that was an eye-opening statistic also. At least it was for me. Who wants to tackle that one?
It's comparing the numbers for no high school diploma, high school graduate, a bachelor, someone who has a bachelor degree, and then other.
So Hastings is tops with the number of people that have a high school education or lower. There are more people in Hastings than the other surrounding communities. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, and then you go into how many people have a college diploma. That there we're at 29%. There are quite a few cities that are higher than us there. And then 33% have other, which could be a two-year degree.
Any sort of post-secondary education.
And it looks like we're pretty on par with that, with the other communities.
So that's the other piece. And Carrie, that's your world too, is getting people educated and ready for whatever kind of work is out there. And what are some of the things that Community Ed is working on to help with that?
We've really seen a boom lately of students coming in to take the GED test.
Great.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. There was a period of time where there was money for anybody that wanted to take their first GED test, and people really took advantage of that this summer, and we're seeing that continue into the fall. And so it's just amazing to see the drive that people have. And, you know, the GED test is not easy. It is a difficult test, and that's changed in the last, I think it changed maybe, I want to say 2014, where it got a whole lot tougher. So, but yeah, people are doing great and making great strides in their education. So it's never too late to work towards your diploma or GED.
You three probably attended this presentation. What was the takeaway and what was the discussion in the room?
What we really wanted to show and tie into why we are doing Thrive, it really shows that although some people might not think we are changing, We definitely are changing and have been changing. So really, as we look at it, we don't really have a choice right now but not to look at this and see and just make ourselves aware of what is changing around us and how that might affect our community. And when you look, you know, like I said, it is changing, and there's stats to prove it here. So what we do with that and how we do that, you know, it creates some great community conversations. There's a lot of people hanging out afterwards saying, wow, this makes me think about this or this. But the other reason that it really ties to Thrive is, you know, we can look at all the statistics outside of Hastings and in the county and everywhere, but we really wanted to say a piece of Thrive is gaining perspective of the people that live right here in our community. And by looking at this and watch and seeing this presentation, you can actually see that there are people of all kinds living in our community, and that's why we need to gain perspective on their perspective of Hastings and what they think and how they want to thrive.
And if people want to see this full report, it is at hastingsmin.gov/thrive.
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
We really are grateful that you came in and chatted with us. And again, follow on Facebook, Thrive in Hastings, if you're interested in learning more about any of the things that we talked about. Thank you for all the work that you continue to do. We're really grateful that you came in today. Carrie Gore, Hastings Community Education, Derek Jagger with the Hastings Area YMCA, and Lee Stoffel with the City of Hastings. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7. KDWA in Hastings.
Just the way it is. Ah, but don't you believe?